Joining me on the line today, I have the director of the Marion County Library, Dana Scott. Dana, we're contacting you in regards to an Arkansas Advocate, as well as some chatter we've heard through the quorum court of some of the situation going on over there with your compensation. Will you take a moment to describe to our listeners what the situation is and what's going on over there?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be happy to. It's kind of a weird situation. The library is not funded through County General. The library is funded through millage and through state funds. And the state funds, again, and the millage, neither go through the County General, which this is where it gets tricky. I am employed by a library board. The library board hired me. And when I was hired, I had to have my master's in library science to have this position. When I was hired, I did have that. I also currently have 17 years of library experience, which the board who decides if I am worthy of a raise each year takes into consideration. They also take into consideration how well the library is doing. And we are busting at the seams with programs and people coming in and enjoying themselves. And that's kind of what we're all about here, is a community center almost of a library. And that's what we do. We have coffee. We have all of these programs. So the board takes all of this into consideration, sees what I've accomplished and what the library is doing for this community. And they decide if I am deserving of a bump in pay. They also look at what other library directors in the area and other Class 2 library directors currently are making. So after doing all of that research, they have set a salary for me. I, in turn, set an employee raise for my employees, and then I bring all of that together to the board for a budget consideration. Once the board confirms the budget, we have to take that to quorum court through a budget committee, which we did. Quorum court approved my increases for my employees, but they chose to keep me at the same salary that I have been making since 2021. We don't know why. And that's the tricky bit. We're having some issues not understanding what's going on. Some of the things that they bring to my attention that they are concerned about, when they do bring them up, it's usually in a public meeting. I've never had a phone call or an email from any of the quorum court members asking me to explain something that I'm doing that they are having trouble with. These things come up at a public meeting, and they did not give me a chance to explain anything at the last budget meeting where I was in attendance for this particular budget for 2024. I was shut down. People that were there ready to speak were shut down, which is why many people got on the docket to speak at the last quorum court meeting. And you can see that reflected in the minutes from that meeting. They didn't change their mind during that quorum court meeting, and I have still not received a raise. Other people in the county have. They did have to fight. There were quite a few fights last year where people were begging for raises. But again, these are people taking the money out of County General. So I understand where quorum court says we have to decide if we have enough money to give this person a raise, and they get to decide that. The difference is, again, we do not take out of County General. Nothing from the library comes out of County General. So my raise will not affect anyone else's raise, anyone else's salary, because it's a completely different fund.
Looking here, citing this article once again from the Arkansas Advocate, some quorum court members have said, according to this article, that you shouldn't get a raise because you shouldn't make more money than the county judges. An argument that giving you this raise would pay you the same equal as the judge or very close to. And what would your response be to that? And are you compensated with the same insurance or benefits packages as the county judge?
Okay, So let me take a moment to explain all of those things. The first thing is during that budget meeting where they did not want me to make as much as the judge, the first thing that I feel like should have happened is the budget committee members should have allowed me to come back to them with a different number then. If that is what they were concerned about, other departments had an opportunity to leave that budget meeting, fix whatever the budget committee members wanted them to fix, and then bring it back to another budget committee meeting. I was not allowed to do that. So I do want to make sure that that is very clear. I don't understand why that was not offered to me. If that was their main concern, that could have been easily fixed. However, to answer the next part of this, the county judge and everyone that work for the county are offered insurance. I sadly cannot take the insurance that is offered, which is $4,200 that the library does not have to pay out for me. So they do keep talking about the judge. I feel bad that it's comparing him, because again, we're comparing apples to oranges. It's a completely different position. But he is taking the insurance, which is an extra $4,200 for him. So if we do the math, even if I were making the straight salary exactly the same as he was making, he is also getting the benefits of $4,200 worth of insurance. I have to seek out insurance on my own. That is due to previous administration who changed our insurance that made it so that you had to get health care in Arkansas. I do live in Missouri, so that made it impossible for me to use that insurance. So I had to remove myself from that situation and seek out my own insurance. I was without health care for over a year because I had to wait that long to get on my husband's. Now that I am on his, the current judge has brought back a better insurance, which is awesome. And I'm so proud that he did that. The problem is I can't risk it. So if I were to switch back to the county insurance, again, the library would pay for me to have that, which is $4,200. But then if that were ever to be switched again, I would be without health care for a year to get back on my husband. So that's not something I'm willing to risk. So I am seeking health care out on my own. So that is another reason, not just my education, but that's another reason why the board feels like I am deserving a little bit more, because first of all, I haven't had a raise since 2021. It's a long time to go without having a bump in salary. Plus, I'm having to seek insurance out on my own, which is a cost out of my pocket.
And how would you rate your salary? How is it comparable to library directors in neighboring counties around you?
So other library directors, and we can compare them to Baxter and Boone, but both of those libraries are much, much bigger, and they are in a different class. So the best way to describe it is to go after other Class 2 libraries in the state of Arkansas. And other Class 2 libraries in the state of Arkansas, where they have the same education, longevity, and have been doing this work for a long period of time, are making $13,000 a year more than I am. And that was last year.
And tell us a little bit about, you keep talking about the educational requirements for your position. Mm-hmm. Tell us how your position is different from other county employee positions because of possible, like the needed education to fulfill the job.
Correct. So, and that is important to note. Again, the job description when I was hired required me to have a master's in library science. It is a step beyond a bachelor's degree. You go back to school for this, and it is completely focused on being a librarian and then moving forward, knowing how to catalog, knowing how to deal with patrons, knowing how to run a library. And all of those things are required. And one of the stipulations for this particular position to have that master's in library science and the experience that's under my belt, one of the reasons for that MLS is to gain the state funds that we receive from the state for having things in place. One thing in place is having a master's in library science director, which I have that degree, and to have a administrative board. Those two things being in place, we get state funds to the tune of $42,000 a year, free and clear. All we have to have is a library director that has their master's, ding, and an administrative board, ding, ding. So we have both of those things in place, and it allows us to have extra funding for the library.
So in the event that, let's say, the library lost their employment by you at the library, what value financially and as far as like the overall experience of the library, what would the library in Marion County lose without someone with your specific qualifications running the library?
Well, we would lose that funding that I just explained. And I think if it could... I hate to say it like this. I feel like I'm pretty awesome. I've brought in some amazing programs to this library. I've got an amazing team that is working for me. We've got some wonderful patrons. There's just so much that's happened. We have an outside Dropbox. We've got amazing programs. We've got teens come in after school. That was the one thing when I was interviewed for this position 7 years ago that I was told, oh, don't get your hopes up for those teens. They won't come in. I said, you watch me. I'm going to get them here. And I did, and they're here. And we've got amazing adult programs. And I'm just very, very pleased what the things that I've accomplished, but to be a part of something so amazing. We've got YouTube channels. We've got a Facebook page. We've got a website. We've got, I mean, we have so much, and we're just the size of a little postage stamp, but we're busting at the seams with amazing stuff. And I feel like to lose me would be to lose that. And I feel like I've done so much for this library and so much for this community. It would be just a shame for that to happen. And I don't know if that's what they're trying to do. Are they trying to force me to leave?
I wanted to circle back to that idea, back to the quorum court. Is there any indication in the language that they're using to you that they're trying to force, like, create a situation where it's not tenable for you to be there anymore?
Well, not allowing me to receive the raise,
right,
is pretty hard. Again, I mentioned that I do drive from Missouri. That's not an easy trek. I mean, we're talking a 3-hour round trip visit for each day of work. And that's a long, I listen to a lot of audiobooks, but you know, for 7 years, I've been doing 7 years this coming March, it'll be 7 years, and I've been doing it, and I love every minute of it. I love this library. I love this community. Why would I come here if I didn't? I mean, I'm sure there are positions that I could get a little bit closer to home, but I don't want them. I want this job. This is the one I want to retire from. This is where I want to be. And I feel like I've made myself a home here, and I just don't understand this behavior. I don't know what is stopping them from allowing me to earn the money that the board is offering me when it doesn't affect anyone else in the county. I don't understand it.
Dana, how would you say that the ongoing media attention throughout the situation has affected the situation, positive or negatively?
You know, I'm not really sure yet. It's still very new. I think we, the Arkansas Advocate, it was very interesting to have her interviewing people. I declined to talk to her too much just because I didn't really know her. I know you. So you and I work together, and I feel like I can be open and honest with you and with our listeners, because people tune in to hear me each month. And when they don't, they hear me through our Facebook page. And I want the community to know what's going on. And I'm hoping this interview with you today, Sammy, that it will help people to really understand what's going on.
Sounds like it's a pretty murky situation, but if you know of any or have any ideas, what do you think the next steps in this ongoing situation for you is?
Well, I think the next thing I would like to do is create yet another ordinance and bring it back to the budget committee, and hopefully they can start seeing what's going on, and maybe they will allow it to pass this time. And if it passes through budget, then it has to again go through quorum court. So, I mean, my hopes are that enough things are getting said. There were some amazing things that were said at that last quorum court meeting. Again, if you can check out those minutes from that meeting, I've got a lot of people who really care about me and really care about this library and want to see us do well. And they spoke up about that it's not just about my education, which I believe John Reed keeps talking about. Well, what if so-and-so gets their master's? Do we have to pay them? It doesn't work like that. It works in the respect that my job requires it. My job requires that master's. And I think that's the difference. And I think there's just been so, you're right when you say it's murky. There's been so much out there that people are not clear on. And I just want to make it clear. And maybe if quorum court members can see or hear, oh, I didn't know that. Maybe they will adjust their thinking on this.
Dana, any final thoughts on the situation?
No, I feel like I've talked enough. I feel bad.
Oh no, you're fine. I really appreciate you trusting us and taking the time to speak with us.
Absolutely.
It means a lot. So,
well, this community means a lot to me. It really does. I would not keep coming here if I didn't like what I'm doing and appreciate what this community has to offer. I wouldn't keep doing it. There would be no reason. So obviously I like it here, and I would just like to see it progress